a race for a county supervisorial seat in Ventura County, which is wide open for the first time in 2 decades. After 5 terms in office, Ventura County Supervisor Kathy Long is stepping down from the 3rd District supervisorial seat. The district includes the Santa Clara River Valley, Camarillo, Port Hueneme, and part of Oxnard. 7 candidates sought the seat, but the June primary narrowed it down to 2, Carla Castilla and Kelly Long. Castilla is currently district director for Democratic State Senator Hannah Beth Jackson, and before that served on the staff of Democratic Congresswoman Lois Capps of Santa Barbara. She explains why she's running for supervisor.
I'm homegrown. My personal and professional roots run deep in Ventura County. I was born and raised here by hardworking immigrant parents. And I'm the first in my family to graduate from college. And frankly, my family has instilled in me a hard work ethic, the value of service, and the duty to pay it forward. So with Supervisor Kathy Long retiring, this is an opportunity to pay it forward.
Castilla talks about her top priority if elected.
Protecting our quality of life is critical here in Ventura County. For all of us that grew up here and live here and moved here, quality of life is key, and that includes clean air, clean water, open space, and safe neighborhoods.
Kelly Long, no relation to outgoing Supervisor Kathy Long, is an engineer and businesswoman who served on a local school board. She talks about why she's running for this supervisorial seat.
I live here in Ventura County with my family. I have a strong education background with mechanical engineering, and I want to ensure that our friends and family have a job, have a house, have a safe place to live here in Ventura County.
Long talks about her top priority if elected.
I pledge to make sure that our county budget is going to be balanced, that we are stimulating our economic growth within our county, and that we are protecting our citizens and making sure that public safety has the tools and budget necessary to make sure that our communities are safe.
The two candidates differ widely on the 2 major local issues facing the county's voters. Castilla supports extension of the SOAR initiative in the county, which strives to protect the county's open space. Long supports Sustain VC, an alternative plan from the agricultural community, which would allow some limited development to support the county's ag industry. They also differ on the proposed Ventura County transportation tax, Measure AA. It would add a half-cent sales tax to raise about $70 million a year for freeway, highway, and road improvements, as well as bus, rail, and city street work. Carla Castilla supports AA, saying it would also make the county eligible for matching state and federal road funds. Kelly Long opposes it, saying how the money would be used is not clearly defined in the plan's language. What does Long think sets her apart from Castilla?
My private sector experience. I have real work experience. I worked my way up from a mechanical engineer to director of sales and marketing. Executive experience that I bring, along with actual governing experience as a Pleasant Valley School Board trustee. I've had 4 years of a $60 million budget.
Castilla talks about what she thinks sets her apart from Long.
What I have to offer to the community is my 16-year track record and history working with the community at the federal, state, and local level. I think having an understanding of the nuts and bolts and the know-how of how the process works is really critical to executing a good job on behalf of the people of Ventura County.
Supervisor seats are nonpartisan. Political parties have no official roles in picking candidates, but Castilla has been endorsed by the local Democratic Party organization and Long by the local Republican Party. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.